He walked around behind it as she followed him and ducked down to open a safe beneath the counter. A chill swept through her. She was suddenly terrified that something would go wrong. It couldn't go wrong. She had to remain calm, act normal. She looked casually around the shop as she waited. She glanced at the security camera, estimating her brother's position when he had pilfered the stone. She looked away to avoid suspicion, then looked quickly back at the camera again. Reflected in the lens, she could see someone entering the store, another late customer. No, not another customer. The man was wearing a black hoodie, which shadowed his face, and she couldn't see his face because he was also wearing a ski mask, and he was pulling a gun from his pocket. He was followed quickly by a second man, his twin in every detail. Kieran felt her knees grow weak. She'd read about the recent run of jewelry store robberies, but there were dozens of stores in the Diamond District. Why had the thieves picked this store on this day? "Stay down," she said softly to the salesman. They hadn't killed anyone yet, had they? Even so, there was always a first time. And when there were guns involved, there was no sense in taking a chance. No diamond was worth a man's life. "Stay down," she repeated. But either the salesman didn't hear her, or he heard her and had no idea what she was talking about. He rose, setting out a velvet cloth with several uncut diamonds.
"Hear you?"
He broke off, staring. Kieran's back was to the new arrivals, but she knew Matt Townsend had a clear view of them and the gun. Guns? That was undoubtedly pointed at him now. He stepped back, raising his hands. Just at that moment, a distinguished-looking older man came in from the platinum room with a young woman in a gorgeous fur coat. The woman saw the thieves and screamed.
"Shut up, or I shut you up," one of the gunmen said. "You got 2 seconds.
She didn't hear him. She was still screaming and was clearly hysterical. Kieran turned to see the first man pointing his gun in the screaming woman's direction, while two others, when the third man entered, kept their guns trained on Matt. Kieran wasn't sure what propelled her. Maybe it was the stark, raving fear that if he shot one person, he would shoot them all. But she wasn't about to let the terror.